Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. It's time for your monthly update on the job openings and labor turnover summary, also known as the JOLTS report, from our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The report was released this week for March of 2021, and in a stunning result, job openings in the United States on the last day of March reached a series high of 8.1 million. A gain of 600,000 jobs from the prior month. The BLS has been tracking job openings since December of 2000, and at 8.1 million, that is the most open jobs ever recorded in the series. So that's good news, right? That speaks to reopening, that speaks to increased vaccination rates, that speaks of getting more people back in work, hopefully soon. But at the same time we have a record number of job openings in the United States, we also have reports coming in from all over the country of employers, mainly small businesses, in customer-facing businesses like retail, hospitality, food service, etc., having really difficult time hiring employees. We've seen all kinds of stories about employers simply not getting any applicants for their open jobs, and even when they do get applicants and schedule interviews, many of the folks just simply don't show up for the interview. And that has set off tons of speculation and discussion about why are there so few applicants for all of these open jobs when we know that there are still many millions, maybe as many as 10 million Americans officially unemployed. Well, there are probably four reasons why organizations are having difficulty filling open roles right now. One, certainly there's probably an element that enhanced unemployment benefits that are extending into September in most states are keeping more employees or potential employees on the sidelines. It's been estimated if your income was less than $32,000 per year prior to the pandemic, you might be better off or would likely be better off simply just not working and collecting unemployment benefits until they expire. Next, many folks still have issues with childcare. Not all schools are open for in-person instruction in many parts of the country, and even the ones that are not open 5 days a week, making their schedule so unpredictable and difficult to manage that employees or potential employees just have a difficult time finding adequate childcare. And that childcare is also expensive as well. Next, and this is still very real, COVID-19 fear. Many of these jobs that employers are struggling to fill involve working in close proximity with other employees and working with customers and in public-facing roles. Vaccinations are going up and they're increasing in many places, but there are still many, many millions of people not yet vaccinated, and fear of getting COVID is still real. And finally, and I think this one is not getting enough attention, particularly in food service jobs, where we're seeing lots of employers having difficulty fill open roles. When many restaurants and food service establishments and bars were forced to close in 2020, and maybe forced to close a second time or a third time after small stints of reopening, many of the people in those roles simply moved on. They found other jobs. They left the industry. They migrated to industries that were growing during the pandemic. Places like Amazon, for example. Amazon hired 500,000 new employees in 2020 across their organization. How many former food service or retail workers ended up taking a job like that at a company like Amazon, which, by the way, has a starting minimum wage of $15 an hour? Not that it's an easy job, by the way, but they do offer benefits for all their full-time employees. People exiting these industries that are now having a hard time filling open roles, that's just an underreported and underanalyzed element here. I specifically know of a couple of people who decided when their restaurants closed, they went to delivering food from DoorDash, and they make more money per hour driving for DoorDash than they did working in these hot, tight, tough conditions in the back of the house at a small restaurant. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few months. Will job openings continue to increase? Will employers be able to coax more employees back into the workplace? Will they continue to have to enhance their own wages and benefit packages in order to attract people away from companies like Amazon? It's going to be a fascinating second half of 2021 for the labor market. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.